Oh, good morning and welcome to the Gunsmith Show. It's that time.
It is.
Rolls around every Saturday this time.
You know, it's a good feeling, isn't it?
Just Jonathan shows up. He's got his coffee. He's got
all American feeling of guns in America.
Guns in America. That's what we do.
Well, it's the Gunsmith Show, everybody. Thanks for being with us this morning and happy Saturday here on US 103. And if you're listening to us on the app, Crystal Clear app, I'm telling you, it's a great way to listen to us.
Great way. We take us wherever you go.
Exactly. Yeah, people all over the country listen.
We got a call the other day in the Seize the Deal live.
Yeah.
She was, Jenny was in Tennessee celebrating her birthday, 80th birthday.
No kidding.
Down with her kids, but she was listening on the app.
Yeah.
And she called in from Tennessee.
Wow. It's a great thing. I know last week I made it out to the gun show quick, got set up and talking with folks that listen to the US 103 all the time. Great gun show. Thanks for coming out and saying hi, all of you that did. And why didn't you broadcast from here? Well, it's not that easy, you know. I don't have the football. Yep. I'm not doing the Lapeer football live. You know what I mean? It's a little different setting up at a gun show. Every time I've set up live at a gun show, you get people that come up and just ask the stupidest question. Yeah. You got fully automatic machine guns? You know, it's like, no, I don't. Are you working with the ATF? You know, are you a spy? But it's
you should take, next time you go, you need to take your headphones and plug them into something.
Just make people
do
think
a dummy broadcast.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, pretend interviews.
Yeah, here's the microphone.
Stuff.
Say all you want. Say hi to everybody you want to say hi to. But hey, Ma. But anyways, it was a great time though. Good. Cast of people out there. It was a lot of fun. I saw people I haven't seen in 6-8 months, and we had some good talks and
good.
Great time out there at the Mel Smith Gun Show. Next time we have one, come on out, and we'll let you know when it's coming. I'm sure we will.
And if you did come out, thanks for showing up.
No kidding. It was a great time. So hot off the presses right now, though, on the MCRGO email I get every week is the CPL report. That is concealed pistol license. And folks, we got good news. We've been gaining every single month all year long. And it's been that way for quite some time. We had a lull, of course, during COVID, but since then it's been going up. And then since Biden, you know, and Miss Word Salad started messing things up pretty bad, We got things going a little better now. CPL reports are looking great. We're at the cusp of hitting 850,000. We're at 849,663 CPL holders that are good to go here in the state of Michigan, growing every single month. And the good news is students that have signed up for future classes, the numbers jumped way up. So that means there's a real good chance that within a year we can have a million. Real good chance. We can have a million people in Michigan with concealed pistol licenses. So it's pretty exciting. So it's great to hear. And I strongly recommend you get yours if you don't have yours already. And if you do have yours, talk your friends into it too, because what you don't want to be is in a situation where something changes or we have a traumatic event here in the United States, like, you know, weather, like it's been tormenting the United States pretty bad this fall, or you know, another seismic event or something. Who knows? But you don't want to be in a situation where you're not eligible to protect yourself and your family. So once you get your CPL, people say, well, what do I do when I get one? You train. And then you do a little more training, and then you do a little more training. You train from concealment in your home. So, like, if you're in your house and you're walking through your house, do you have it strategically placed, or do you just learn to carry it on your body? You know, if you carry the right gun, you can carry it on you all day long. You don't even know you got it on. You barely realize you have it. Then you train getting the gun in action from wherever you have it, whether it's in the kitchen drawer. Or if it's, you know, you think, okay, I'm working in the kitchen. What if somebody bursts into my kitchen right now? What am I going to do? Yes, I've thought of that before. I've seen horrible movies about that, you know. Yeah. Never lived it. I have a good buddy in Flint Township. Had that happen to his wife. He's in the living room. She's in the kitchen. And three bad guys come right in the back door of the house and attacked her. He ran. He actually had his gun on him and shot one of them. The other two ran. And years of litigation over it. Years of litigation over it. So, and it cost him about $50,000. He didn't have any of the insurances. He didn't have the, he had a prosecutor that was against him. He had a prosecuting team that really, really was hitting real, real light on the bad guy that he used excessive force. And he made it. Still comes to gun show. Still stopped by and saw me Saturday.
So three people broke into their
broke
home.
Broke into their home, yep.
Broke into it.
Broke in. Broke the back door, the screen door, broke it, came in right into the kitchen and started to attack his wife.
Attack her in what way?
Physically, trying to restrain her. She was defending herself, and she was screaming for him. He ran up and shot him. And
wasn't justified in the prosecutors.
They still gave him a hard, cost him a lot of money.
To defend himself, yeah. Hire an attorney.
Yeah, so that's why we strongly recommend getting the insurances. USCCA or Texas Law Shield, there's several out there now. Texas Law Shield and USCCA are like two of the oldest ones around.
This is here locally. This just happened.
Oh, yeah, this happens right here. It happens all the time.
And, I mean, you've got cases, in New York, you see this, the guy on the subway who choked out the guy, the bodega owner who was attacked and shot him. They were going to prosecute him. They dropped the charges. But, if the case doesn't become national attention, and even in the case of the guy, I think it was a vet who choked out the subway person.
Yeah, the guy in the subway,
I think they're still prosecuting him. I think he's still.
I wouldn't be surprised. New York, That's why you'll never. I never want to live in Chicago or New York.
Yeah.
I'd rather live in Miami than live in those two places.
Yeah. Los Angeles.
Miami's no thing. I don't do much. I don't do much west of the Mississippi.
Yeah. Right. There's some beautiful land out there.
Great place to visit. Don't want to live there. And Michigan's getting close to that same. That same level with me. Great place to visit. I'm not sure if I want to keep living here.
Yeah.
Because it's scaring me. This government in this state is scaring me. So, let me get back for a second to train. You got to train yourself. You got to train drawing from concealment in your car. When you get in your car and you're driving along, carjackings happen. They especially happen at gas stations. Be very careful. Intersections. Be mindful of the intersection. Don't get yourself bottled in. Leave a little space between you and the car before in front of you. That way, if you have to use your car as a weapon to defend yourself, you can. But know where your gun's at. Know how to draw it in your car.
So I want to go back to this case that you just brought up. Yep. So it cost him $50,000, but it could have been much, much worse.
He could have had jail time. He did spend 2 days in jail.
It could have been worse if he didn't have a gun.
Oh, he could have been dead. Yeah.
Could be dead.
Just look what happened.
Killed a wife.
Just this past
week. Don't know what would have happened.
In Macomb County, I believe, it was fake DTE employees, okay?
Yeah.
They went up to a house, elderly people, said there's a gas leak. We got to check inside your house. They had fake DTE badges and everything on. They went in. They killed the guy.
Yeah.
They killed the man. I think he was 78.
Yeah.
And the wife, she's like 72, she lived and they just tied her up. They didn't kill her. She told the whole story.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, they got him. And these guys are in big, big trouble. But the horrible thing is that man that spent 80 years working to be a good American is now dead because two thugs decided to be thugs and kill him. It's sickening. This happened like four times when I was working for FEMA, working Hurricane Katrina, where people came up with fake credentials, got into FEMA trailers, killed the old people, took all their belongings, which they didn't have much because they were FEMA people. They were hurricane survivors.
Mm-hmm.
Their stuff all went away in a storm. But they were going for drugs, and they were going for anything they could get their hands on.
Yep.
And it's just disgusting how this stuff happens. But you got to practice. And as when you do your CPL class, it is basic protection from your home. They don't teach in the CPL classes how to draw from concealment or anything like that. You have to practice that on
shooting.
Your own.
I mean, there's some shooting, but it's mostly about what your responsibilities are, what your rights are.
Yes, legal responsibilities and your rights. Yep, so it's important. So get out and get involved in a class. And, you know, the same goes for drawing from concealment. Same thing goes for hunting. You got to practice because hunting season's right around the corner now. Other seasons are here, but deer season's just a few weeks away now. You have to envision your shot. You have to kind of mentally prepare, get yourself through it, know your gun, know where it hits, understand the ballistics and the capabilities of what you're shooting. If you're shooting a .22 long rifle and that squirrel's 110 yards away, you're probably not going to hit it. But if you're shooting a .223, or a .556, an AR-15, so to speak, yeah, you might hit it at 200 yards, but it's a small target. So understand what you're doing. You're deer hunting. You have the right gun, the right distance. Know your limitations. I think Clint Eastwood said it best. Man's got to know his limitations.
That's right.
Okay? And I mean that. So the other thing I got to have you do is know how far your bullet travels so that you know the safety of the house in the next field or that road that's right there at the end of your field you deer hunt in. We don't need any mistakes. We don't need any more bad publicity for hunters in Michigan because it's hard enough keeping enough of us in the field to kind of balance the books, you know? Yeah, there's almost 10 million people in this state. And used to be we had 750,000 hunters in the woods on November 15th. We basically took the kids out of school on those days because, one, you didn't want them at the school bus stop on the 15th in the morning. And two, all the boys and girls were out hunting with their dads and moms. So I strongly recommend study your gun. Know what you have.
I think you're bleeding into segment two, which is choose your weapon.
And we're going to talk about getting the right caliber for you. But remember to vote. It's early voting time. Get out. If you're not going to be in town, do your early ballot. Get it done. Vote pro-gun. Do your homework. Don't be compliant and make sure you make a difference this year. And let's get the right people in office to protect our rights.
It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Back right after this.